Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I described two possible ways in which the world's financial system will try to recover from the time when just about all governments around the world have pretty much destroyed their paper currencies through extreme inflation of their money supply. Unfortunately, when such an event comes to pass, as expected by many government officials and those in the private sector, a significant percentage of the world's population will become destitute, as happened to most Indonesians during the Far East Asia currency crisis in 1997. So, once global paper currencies collapse, will we see a return to using physical gold and silver as a de facto monetary system, the ones with a multi-thousand-year track record of never failing? Or will governments agree on a single global currency, which would allow governments to track almost all of your financial transactions? In my judgment, I think both will happen. If the governments don't do something to stop their respective inflations of their money supplies, these fiat currencies will eventually fail. As governments have increased their monetary inflation over the past 2 years, I fear that a new global currency system will be foisted upon the planet, possibly within the next few years. But I also don't think this will be a permanent solution. Remember the 1944 Bretton Woods Agreement, where the U.S. dollar was pegged to gold and the other world currencies were pegged to the U.S. dollar, eventually failed. Once the first Great Reset fails, I think people will resort to physical gold and silver, as measured by weight and purity. Still, today's commerce involves parties who trade at great distances from each other. The transfer of physical gold and silver would be challenging. Consequently, I suspect there will eventually develop some form of cryptocurrency tied into or backed by physical gold or silver that will then displace the use of physical gold and silver in everyday commerce. This whole scenario could take many years, perhaps decades, to come to pass. My expectation is that those who acquire physical gold and silver ahead of time will survive the coming financial crises much better than those who do not. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.